I'll be perfectly honest, Ernie. You did not tell me about the Battle of the Bands on Friday night.
Oh, man, it's going to be the groupiest. We got the psychiatric ward, the Tweeter Woofer Trio, beautiful downtown Birmingham, and a whole bunch of other bands.
Well, sounds like a really groovy evening.
Why, I'll say. And Janet's invited me to go with her.
Well, good.
Well, can you drive us there?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, now, wait a minute. On Friday night, I have this company dinner I'd have to go to.
Oh, what time's your dinner?
Well, it's 8 o'clock, but...
Oh, that's great. You can just drop us off on your way.
Well, Ernie, you see, I won't be coming home at all until after the dinner. I'm sorry, Ernie.
Don't let it bother you, Dan.
Okay, bye.
Janet and I have it all figured out, except we need a ride there. Oh, we were thinking maybe you could drive us.
I got a date with Shannon Friday night.
Well, I don't see what difference that makes.
Well, I can't ask a high school girl to go to something at a junior high. She'd think I was flaky or something.
Yeah, well, I'll check with Uncle Charlie. And the punctured eardrums are going to be there in person to act as judges.
I'm all choked up.
Janet and I have everything all set, but we need someone to drive us there.
What am I going to use as a car?
Guy.
Oh, well, look, I'll see if I can ask your dad to go to his dinner with somebody at the plant.
Hey, neat. Another thing, Uncle Charlie. Please, no jokes. Janet doesn't understand funny stuff from olden times.
I won't open my mouth. I'll just drive. If I got anything to say, I'll write notes.
Good. I'll appreciate it, Uncle Charlie. Right.
Thank you for taking and bringing me home, Mr. O'Casey.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, Janet, I was beginning to worry about you.
Well, we came straight home, but the show lasted longer than I thought it would.
Introduce me to your friends, dear.
This is Ernie Douglas and his uncle, Mr. O'Casey. My grandmother, Mrs. Brady.
How do you do?
I'm delighted to meet you. Won't you come in and have some hot chocolate?
Well, it's kind of late, isn't it, Uncle Charlie?
Well, what's the hurry? Hot chocolate sounds pretty good to me.
Fine. How nice of you to take the children tonight, Mr. O'Casey.
The way I see it, a night out with the kids makes you appreciate the nights at home.
Well, that's true. But I do enjoy the time I spend with Janet. I don't get to visit with her very often.
You don't live here?
Oh, no. I have my own home in Maxwell. I'm staying with Janet now while her parents are on vacation.
Vacation? Oh, this is the spot for a vacation. Have you been to the Hollywood Bowl yet?
No, I don't have any of my own friends here.
Oh, now listen, honey. When you got Charlie O'Casey for a friend, you don't need anybody else.
Well, very nice of you, Mr. O'Casey.
Charlie is a lot better.
My name is Beatrice. Charlie, could I get you some more hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Uncle Charlie, don't you think we ought to go? It's getting pretty late.
Yeah, I'll see you at school Monday, Ernie.
What's the rush? Tomorrow's Saturday, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, you can sleep all day. Now, you two stay put while B and I work on that chocolate. The heck with the Cosbah. Show me to your kitchen.
Right this way.
You called my grandmother honey.
Yeah, well, maybe it's because he doesn't like to call people, hey, you.
That busy tonight, huh?
You're looking at the hands that launched 1,000 hamburgers. At least that's what it seemed like. How'd it go here?
Sort of lonely. Why don't you come and sit down for a minute?
No, I don't dare, honey. I better make it upstairs while I'm still moving. Hey, where is everybody?
Dad's still at his dinner. Chip hasn't come home from his date. Uncle Charlie went to pick up Ernie and his friends.
Well, that thing at school was over an hour ago. We had most of the kids over for hamburgers afterwards.
I don't suppose anything's happened, do you?
Oh, I don't think so. You'd have heard. How are the babies?
I'm sleeping like babies. Honey, are you sure nothing...
Katie, they're all right. No matter where they are, Uncle Charlie's there to chaperone him. Now, come on, help me upstairs.
You've never been down to the Pike at the beach?
Well, I thought it was for children.
Don't you believe it. We'll go tomorrow.
But tomorrow night we're going to a movie.
Which one?
The Bijou.
Oh, yeah. Jeff saw that and he said it was real neat. Especially the part where the whole world blows up.
You got a girlfriend that can come and stay with you?
Yeah.
Good. What time do you want me to pick you up?
7.
7? Oh, we got to have a little time to move around in. I'll pick you up at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
It's a date.
Good.
And when they got home, they were laughing and giggling. Ernie, you've just got to do something.
Why me?
He's your uncle. You should talk to him. Tell him to quit making her laugh and stuff.
Well, she's your grandmother. Can't you talk to her?
But it's all your fault, because you brought him over to our house in the first place.
Boy, we're learning about that weird logic in school, and I think you just broke about 5 rules.
Just the same, talk to him.
Okay. Laughing and giggling, huh? Dan, I thought you ought to know.
Just what are you worried about, Ernie?
Dan, you ought to see them together. They talk about olden times and laugh like crazy.
Sounds like they enjoy each other's company.
Well, Janet said when they came in last night, they were holding hands. What?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Their age?
You know, Ernie, it's funny the way you look at age. When I was your age, I thought anybody Robbie's age was old. And then when I got to be Robbie's age, I thought anybody my age was old. But I don't think of myself as being old now. And Uncle Charlie doesn't think he's old either. But one thing doesn't change. It's nice to have a friend at any age.
Well, sure, Dad. Why can't he stick to man friends?
Well, why should he?
Well, Dad, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think I do. Your Uncle Charlie is embarrassing you because you think he's too old to have any emotion. Well, all I can say, Ernie, is that someday you'll change your mind.
Yeah, Dad. But right now, Uncle Charlie and Janet's grandmother are out horsing around someplace.
Well, I don't think horsing around is quite the way to put it, Ernie. But I think we can be safe in saying that whatever they're doing befits their state of health, their dignity, and their age.
Your cookies?
I don't know how you expect me to have an appetite when we're being disgraced.
Who's disgracing us?
Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie? What's he doing?
He's hanging around Janet's grandmother all the time, taking her out and stuff. He acts like he's romantic or something.
Uncle Charlie?
They go around laughing and giggling. It's terrible.
Hey, if you aren't gonna eat your cookies.
Disgracing us?
Uncle Charlie? They don't care who
sees them? Well, what do they do that's so terrible?
Well, they laugh and giggle and stuff. It's not dignified.
Well, I guess nobody wants to be dignified all the time, no matter how old he is.
You know, I really should have brought more clothes with me. But I had no idea I'd be going out so much.
Do you have to?
Do I have to what, dear?
Go out so much.
Oh, well, I guess I don't have to, but I must say it's been a nice change.
Well, have you thought about how it looks?
How what looks, dear?
Well, you going out with Mr. O'Casey all the time.
Oh, I didn't know anyone was looking.
You're not acting like a grandmother at all.
Oh? Well, now tell me, how's a grandmother supposed to act?
You might wear yourself out or something, going to the Pike and all that sort of stuff.
Well, if I get tired, I can nap while you're at school.
Uncle Charlie, if you want to have a man-to-man talk with a guy, how would you go about it?
Well, you know me, Charlotte. I'm not the type to pussyfoot around. I just make up my mind what I gotta say, corner the guy, and hit him right between the eyes.
Well, I know what I want to say, but I don't know how to get started.
Yeah, well, look, Ernie, stop me if I'm wrong, but hasn't this man-to-man talk started already?
I'm very well.
Go ahead and spit it out. What's on your mind?
Janet's grandmother.
Oh, say, do you know something? I was madder than a Shanghai sailor the night I had to take you kids home. But if I hadn't, I never would have met B. It just goes to show you, you get lucky once in a while.
Well, you don't have time for the different things anymore. Like, you're going to make a marshmallow fudge cake.
It's on the kitchen table.
Besides, it's kind of embarrassing for me to have a babysitter at my age.
Right. Call Shirley and have her over again.
Gosh, Grandmother, don't you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, dear, I think I do. And you know, you and I must have these little talks more often.
But aren't you worried about what people will think?
About what?
About you and Mrs. Brady.
Well, what's there to think?
Well, you're taking her out all the time, and you're always laughing together. And besides, you got your health to think about.
Since when did having a good time undermine your health?
Guy, Uncle Charlie, we're not going to have a very good man-to-man talk if you keep twisting everything I say.
I think we better call this man-to-man talk off, and you better hustle on with them peas, will you? Because B and I want to get an early start tonight. Well, good night, B.
Oh, why don't you stay a while, Charlie? It's early yet.
Yeah. What are we doing home this time of the night anyway?
Well, I wanted to be home when Janet gets back from the library. She's suddenly become quite concerned with my health.
Well, now, that's funny. Ernie is worried about mine.
Did you get the lecture, too?
What lecture?
Oh, the how it looks to other people one.
Yeah, well, mine was what will people think?
Which translates into act your age.
Well, we are acting our age. What do people think our age is?
I think they expect a lot of fireside sitting.
Oh, well, that's for the wheelchair set, but not for you and me. You know, we should have stayed for that last dance.
Oh, it's just as well. I really don't have the hang of that one step anyway.
Which one?
The one that comes just before Swing Your Partner in the Southern Star.
Oh, well, that's easy. Come on, there. I'll show you how that's done. Now, you just stand here and you watch me. See? It's a one step forward and a one step back, then swing around and take up the slack. Now, come on, let's try it together.
Good.
See? Now, A one step forward and a one step back. Then swing around and take up the slack.
Grandma!
Oh, Charlie, Mr. O'Casey was just showing me a dance step. How about some cake and milk?
Make mine a double.
I'd never have believed it. When I got home, he was standing there hugging her.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
That's right.
You want some chocolate in your milk?
No, thank you.
Applesauce cookies okay?
Yeah, fine. Ernie, you've just got to do something.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know, but you'd better think of something.
You can think of something as easy as I can.
Yeah, but it's all your fault.
Hey, here's that weird logic again.
Don't try to weasel out of this, Ernie Douglas.
I'm not trying to weasel out of it.
Well, you better think of something fast. The next thing you know, they'll be kissing.
My Uncle Charlie and your grandmother.
That's who we're talking about.
Kissing?
That's the next thing after hugging, isn't it?
Hey, you know, maybe we haven't got anything to worry about.
How come?
Maybe they're too old to pucker.
I thought I heard the doorbell.
You did. The cleaning's here. The guy said one of the stains in Robbie's jacket didn't come out. You want me to take it upstairs?
No, I'm going up anyway. I'll take it.
Uncle Charlie, are you going to be home tonight?
No, I'm going out.
With Janet's grandmother?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, just wondering.
Here's your cleaning, Katie.
Thanks, Uncle Charlie. Yeah. Where's Rob's jacket?
Oh, one of the stains wouldn't come out, so they're running it through again.
Oh. Have you made any plans for tonight?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I have.
Are you going out with Mrs. Brady again?
As a matter of fact, I am.
She's very attractive, isn't she?
You bet your bustle she is, and a lot of fun, too. Why'd you ask?
Well, no particular reason.
Is that the cleaning, Uncle Charlie?
Yeah, what did you have?
My charcoal slacks.
Ah, here we are, Alice.
Thanks. Are you going out tonight?
Yep.
With Mrs. Brady?
Here we go again. Why?
Well, I was just asking.
Uncle Charlie, did my jacket get back from the cleaners?
No. One of the spots wouldn't come out, so they're running it through again, and I'm going out with Mrs. Brady again.
What kind of a speech was that?
Well, I thought that way we could save a lot of time.
Oh. You really like her, don't you?
You bet your life I do. I wouldn't be going out with her if I didn't, would I?
I'm sorry I asked.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Steve. What brings you home so early?
Oh, I thought you might want to get away early for your date with Mrs. Brady.
Oh, no, not you too, Steve.
Did I say something wrong?
Oh, we've got one topic of conversation in this house. Me and Mrs. Brady.
Well, you can hardly blame us for being interested in what I hear is the most flaming romance of the century.
What?
Well, according to Ernie and Janet, passion is at a fever pitch.
If that wasn't the wildest thing I've ever heard, I might feel flattered. Is that what those kids really think, huh?
Well, they expect a full-scale scandal to break out at any minute.
Too bad it isn't true. But I gotta set them straight. And I think I know just how to do it.
Good soup.
Uncle Charlie, it's bad enough we have to go. Do we have to look like this?
What's the matter with the way we look? Yeah.
What if some guys we know bump into us? Wearing these corny outfits.
Look, if they get out of line, you got my permission to stamp on their toes. Come on, let's go.
go.
But, dear, you told me you were tired of staying home alone.
But I thought you were going to stay home. Didn't know you were going to drag me along with you.
Ernie will be there, too.
Big deal.
You guys come on with us.
What do you want to do? Wreck the Texas Star? Come on, get back there. You tired or something?
No. How come you're asking junk like that?
Well, because you're the last one up. Everybody else has had breakfast about 2 hours ago.
What's the sense of rushing out of bed on Saturday?
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, I wouldn't waste a Saturday in bed. I'm going upstairs and straighten everything up while you're eating. Me and Bea are taking you and Janet for a hike through the desert wildflowers this afternoon. And you'll be ready.
Well, you finally got up, huh, Ernie? Ernie? Hey!
Oh, hi, Dad.
Oh, hi. You must have had quite a night last night.
Dad, have you ever square danced?
Oh, sure. It's a lot of fun.
I guess it is. If you're trained for it.
You're a little tired, huh?
I'm beat.
Well, it was nice of Uncle Charlie and Mrs. Brady to take you and Janet along. Hmm?
This afternoon, they're taking us on a desert hike through the wildflowers.
Well, you'll enjoy that.
Dan, you know I was telling you about Uncle Charlie and Janet's grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Janet and I thought they were playing Romeo and Juliet. Boy, were we wrong.
No.
They're trying to set a new world endurance record for vacations. Dan, I just can't stand anymore. And neither can Janet. Can you get us out of that hike this afternoon?
Ernie, I'll see what I can do. Now, eat your breakfast, huh? Oh, and Ernie, if I were you, I wouldn't worry about other people acting their ages.
Yeah, I know. Janet and I were sort of acting our ages, weren't we?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.